Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
We've cut our deficit, by the way, by more than half since I came into office.
Another stern warning from the Congressional Budget Office. The money the government owes will be about three quarters of the size of the U.S. economy by the end of the year.
Fighting for Idaho.
We just
want to
find out what it is that's causing a customer that's been with us for a long time to leave.
Because that's what I want. That's what I want.
Okay, so why is that what you want?
Because that's what I want.
Fighting for you.
Your thoughts on the Gipper?
I could say it in four words. A good man, great president. He's a wonderful man to work for, and I was fortunate to have been there. It was one of the great moments of my life.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Okay, you take it easy, my friend.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning. We've heard the ads concerning the Boulder White Cloud National Monument. Should it happen? Will it happen? We're talking almost 600,000 acres in central Idaho. Join us now to discuss is Bob Hayes, the former executive director of the Sawtooth Society, who lives in Stanley. Mr. Hayes, thank you for joining us here at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Kevin, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Now, you've written some editorials. You're very active in this movement. Can you give us some background on what's going on for those of us that might have missed your editorial? We might listen to the ads, but we don't really know what's really going on.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. I wrote several weeks ago that environmental activists are urging President Obama to designate, with a swipe of his pen and little public input or congressional involvement for that matter, nearly 600,000 acres in central Idaho as the Boulder White Cloud National Monument. As proposed, the monument would include lands both east of the East Fork of the Salmon River and west of the East Fork of the Salmon River in an area that currently encompasses the existing Sawtooth National Recreation Area.
And what's the issue with that, sir?
Well, the issue is, from our perspective, the proposed monument is unnecessary to provide protection for the areas which are already protected, particularly that area that includes the Sawtooth National Recreation Area. You may know it has its own organic legislation, Public Law 92-400, that was created that created the area in 1972. And it remains today an Idaho icon and a national crown jewel, for that matter. And even the area east of the East Fork is well protected by the agencies that run it. Beyond that, our big problem is the process for establishing a national monument. The president is authorized under the Antiquities Act of 1906 to unilaterally declare national monuments. Now, originally the idea was to declare those with scientific and historical interest and to be small in size, but over the years that has been expanded to include large tracts of land. For example, in Utah, the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument that was established by President Clinton in the waning hours of his first term, and it didn't even require a consultation with the public or with members of Congress. It simply happened overnight. We're concerned that that might happen here, and if it does, it would disenfranchise stakeholders, and by stakeholders I mean the people who live, work, and recreate in the area. And I think it would also upset the informal but very successful agreement that most users have for sharing the resource. And I guess lastly is that if you tried to combine those two areas that I talked about into a single Boulder White Cloud National Monument, it would cause tremendous confusion, conflict, and would invite litigation.
Well, and I know you're not, this isn't your group, but you all have the same interest. Let's take a listen to the ad that has been playing here on 580KIDO.
The Boulder White Cloud Mountains are an Idaho treasure that have been enjoyed by hikers, mountain bikers, snowmobilers, four-wheelers, hunters, campers, and more for generations. And for generations, the Boulder White Clouds have been well managed and protected by the Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, and the State of Idaho. Because of the protections already in place and because these entities do an excellent job, the Boulder White Clouds are the same pristine mountains we have always known. Now, President Obama is considering designating the Boulder White Clouds a national monument, a move that could drastically change how they're managed and who has access to them. Before this happens, we, the people of Idaho, need to be heard. Washington must know how we would like to see these mountains managed. Learn more about the National Monument process, how the boulders are currently managed and protected, and how you can be involved at OurBoulderWhiteClouds.com. They're your Boulder White Clouds, and your opinion matters. OurBoulderWhiteClouds.com.
Your thoughts?
Well, I think that the message in that ad by the Idaho Recreation Council is right on target. We work closely with them, as we do in our coalition with the Idaho Farm Bureau and the Idaho Cattle Association. We also work closely with the Sawtooth Society in trying to deal with this issue. Our organization, which is called Your Boulder White Clouds, is a grassroots organization headquartered in Custer County, right at the heart of the monument proposal. And we have an online petition which your listeners or any Idaho, in fact, anyone at all, can log on to by going to www.yourboulderwhiteclouds.org. It's yourboulderwhiteclouds.org, and then signing the online petition to President Obama asking him not to use the Antiquities Act of 1906 to declare a monument. That, in our judgment, is the most direct and effective way of influencing this process. Idahoans must be heard, otherwise we're going to be left out in the cold.
Let's go over parts of your editorial here. Especially troubling, proponents have failed to answer two fundamental questions. First, what are the specific threats to the area that require protection? Second, which of these threats cannot be protected against under existing state laws and regulations? Can you expand on that?
Well, yes. I mean, those have been the two questions we have asked the monument proponents for over a year. The interesting part here, Kevin, is that Idahoans first learned about this proposal through a rather innocuous news story that appeared in April of last year. It was the first we had heard of it. And it was clear that the Idaho Conservation League and the Wilderness Society and their financiers in Washington, D.C., the Pew Environmental Trust, hoped to get President Obama to declare a monument before the rest of us were wiser. And fortunately, the Sawtooth Society in particular was the first to tumble to this effort on the part of environmental activists, and they began to ask some very difficult questions, including the two that you just posed. Fast forward a year, the proponents of the monument still have yet to answer those two questions, and the reason they can't answer them is because the answer to both questions is no. A monument cannot provide protections that are not already available under existing laws and regulations, and two, there are no threats to the area at present, and they're unlikely to be in the future. The areas are really well managed, as the ads that you just played highlight.
How much of a difference would it mean to that area if all of a sudden the feds take over?
Well, that is the part of the problem. I mean, clearly, this effort on the part of the Idaho Conservation League and the Wilderness Society and Pew is designed to exclude and restrict some of the existing uses, whether they be motorized use or whether it be grazing or whether it be mountain biking or horseback riding. There are a series of YouTubes available right now that our organization has helped produce, along with the Farm Bureau and Idaho Cattle Association, which interviews outfitters and guides, ranchers, motorized recreationists, and others, and they express their concern about the possibility, in fact, the likelihood of being shut out from being able to use these areas in the future, because these environmental activists want to have the land their way at the exclusion of the way that other Idahoans would like to use the land.
No, it's interesting when you think about just the overall land issue here in the state, the government owning 63% of the state land.
Well, that's absolutely right, and it's even more extensive than that in Custer County, where most of the proposed monument is. 94% of Custer County is government-owned between the federal government and the state government. That means no taxes are being paid. And here we've got some environmental activists who want to create a monument which they allege will result in lots more tourism to the area, a lot more visitation to the area, a dubious proposition, but possible. Think of the impact that that's going to have on Custer County's ability to provide emergency services, to provide law enforcement services. This is a county that is starved for revenue, and here you have the possibility of large numbers of people coming into the area and no revenue available to help offset those costs.
Do you think anybody, though, in the feds really cares, because it gives them a touchy-feely story to their base that they're, quote-unquote, protecting the lands from its own people?
Kevin, that is a real concern. I mean, let's face it. When somebody says, gee, let's make this area a national monument, there is a certain curb appeal to that. And if people don't think beyond that sort of bumper sticker mentality, they can be led to believe that this is a wonderful thing. If you dig a little deeper, and that's what our organization is attempting to do, and I know the Idaho Recreation Council is as well, you dig a little deeper, you find out this is a very insidious deal. And it has it has very little benefit, and it has tremendous risks. And our aim here is to persuade the president not to succumb to the request of the environmental activists. He has the right to declare a national monument, but just because he can doesn't mean he should. And we're urging Idahoans to get on that yourboulderwhitclouds.org website and sign the petition and send that to President Obama and give him that message. It's the only way we can think of to prevent this monument from actually occurring.
Mr. Hayes, please stand by. More coming up next. If you have a question concerning this issue, the Boulder White Clouds proposed national monument, 580-5436, or lands in general, we'll discuss that. You're listening to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safe.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
While cat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Is it your land? Is it our land? Is it the president's land? Bob Hayes with us, former executive director of the Sawtooth Society, living in Stanley, Idaho. Talking about this proposal here for another national monument, this time in the Boulder White Cloud region. Bob, good to have you back. What about our congressional folks? What have they said?
Well, Kevin, our congressional delegation is united in their opposition to the proposed monument, as is Governor Otter. And I suspect that you're going to hear more from them shortly on this subject. In addition to that, the Idaho Association of Commissioners and Clerks, so these are the elected officials in Idaho's 44 counties, last month passed a resolution that expressed their concern about the president's use of the Antiquities Act to designate national monuments such as the Boulder White Clouds in the state of Idaho. And just last week, the Idaho Department of or the Idaho Fish and Game Commission issued a formal statement opposing the monument. So monument, the opposition to the monument, the opposition movement to the monument is growing. We need it to grow faster because we have no idea when and if the president might choose to declare a national monument. If he could take a pass on this, and that's what we're urging him to do, but it's also possible that this afternoon he could sign a declaration, or he could do so in the last hours of his term in office.
If he's having a bad day, he could do it.
For people to get behind our effort, I think.
Right. If he's having a bad day, he could do it.
If he's having a bad day, he could do it. So the other thing I guess I would mention is that this isn't just related exclusively to the Boulder White Clouds area. There's already a proposal on the table, although lesser known, about making the Mesa Falls area in the Island Park region of eastern Idaho a national monument. And there has been talk about other areas as well, both in central Idaho and in northern Idaho. And I think Idahoans ought to be very, very concerned that if the Idaho Conservation League and the Wilderness Society and the Pew organization out of Washington, D.C. are successful in jamming a Boulder White Clouds monument down our throat, that will simply embolden them to try to get monument designations in these other areas before President Obama leaves office.
Let's go to the phones, and we go to Steve at 580KIDO. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's good to hear you this morning. You know, I like your song, Don't Fence Me In. In this case, it's actually Don't Fence Me Out. But be that as it may, let me make this observation. And I agree with Bob Hayes that it's more than just the White Clouds, the Boulder designation. It's other pieces of real estate that are in the same scenario. And what we have, I think you'll probably agree, that it is, in the case of Custer County, they're already in poverty, and this action would almost guarantee further poverty and fewer opportunities for employment. We have a huge problem there in Custer County now with the different agencies of the government making sure that there's no access to the area around Custer County. And then to further add that designation of the White Clouds would be a devastating blow to the county. And then you would see people no opportunity to make a living, so they would move out, and only those who have the very wealth to be in the area could live there at the cost of our middle class completely disappearing from that particular county, which they're doing now. The other thing that bothers me, and I hope you agree, is that this movement to take away designation from the local jurisdiction to a centralization of the federal government is a widespread problem that we've got to fight. And I'm pleased to hear that you're organizing several groups across the state. The thing that concerns me is that if Mr. Obama gets wind of the fact that there's a wide-scale unappreciation of what he's going to do, then that gives him more incentive to do it, because he is the guy who likes to centralize power. So we have a real problem, and I salute your effort. I just wish we could get more people on board.
All right, Steve, thank you for the call. Bob, your thoughts?
Well, Steve, we agree with you completely. We do want to get more people involved. That of course is our objective, and I can understand why you're a bit concerned that if you show opposition that might trigger the Obama administration's desire to make this a monument. But I think we've thought about that, and from our perspective, if you don't mount an effective opposition, then you're going to guarantee that we will have a Boulder White Clouds National Monument in our future. And it's only by organizing and implementing an effective and constructive and thoughtful opposition effort that we can possibly convince him that this is not the place to make a national monument. He has some other choices elsewhere in the United States, and some of them may be more appropriate than others for national monument designation, but certainly the Boulder White Clouds is not one of those, and we need to impress that upon him. And the best way, as I said, to do that is to sign the petition by logging on to www.yourboulderwhiteclouds.org.
How concerned are you about this happening? Being a realist, obviously you want people to stop this. I don't know how much influence Idaho has with the one man that can say yay or nay, and that would be President Obama.
Kevin, that's an excellent point. You're right. We are a red state. He owes us nothing. On the other hand, he has about, we think, 15 other choices, and some of them are less controversial than others. We are hopeful that if we can put up a united front that includes our elected officials at the county, state, and federal level, and combine that with an outpouring of grassroots support from citizens, primarily through this petition process, that we could convince him that that Idahoans really do not want this. Idahoans of all political stripes, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And that is our best hope. If we fail to do that, then he has no incentive not to make the Boulder White Clouds a national monument.
Let's go to the phones. We go to Liberal Steve. Maybe he has some sway with the president at 580KIDO. Hello, Liberal Steve.
No, I don't have any sway with the president. I'm against the feds coming in and locking that up. And one of the main reasons that I'm against it is because every time they come up to vote on a budget, every quarter, every year, and they run out of money for a while, they shut all the federal parks down and federal monuments. You can't get in. You can't do nothing. So I'm totally against the feds getting involved in it. That's all I want to say. I did want to mention, though, that the gentleman that called before, it didn't help the cause to slam the president of the United States of America as far as what he does and what he doesn't do and stuff. He's the president. His table is full from midnight till morning, from morning till midnight.
Playing golf and pool and having a good time, yeah.
Yeah, right. With the guy that's suing him. So to slam
We're not talking about the guy that sues him.
Yeah, well, to slam the president was a dumb thing to do because now you have people jumping off the boat that was on the boat with you just because of that. If you can't...
So we should eat crumb cakes and croupons and be good?
You could be polite.
I don't think he was that polite.
He has a lot of decisions to make, and as far as making a decision against and for it because of people that want it not to happen is a crazy thing to say. I'm just saying.
I'm glad you weren't at Valley Forge. All right, Bob Hayes, one more time for people that would like to save Idaho.
Well, I guess in closing, Kevin, I would just urge your listeners to be concerned about this potential federal overreach and the really undemocratic process that the environmental activists are attempting to foist on Idahoans. It isn't enough just to complain about this process. They have to do something about it. And it is a very simple process to go online and sign this petition. It takes about a minute, and it can be very, very effective. So I would urge people after they finish listening to your show to get on their computers and type in yourboulderwhiteclouds.org and sign the petition and be counted among those Idahoans who just say no.
All right, Bob, we appreciate it. One more time for the website.
It is www.yourboulderwhiteclouds.org, O-R-G. And I want to thank you, Kevin, for your interest. I really appreciate it.
Well, Bob, we'd love to have you back.
Well, invite me anytime.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. There you have it. Bob Hayes joining us. Your thoughts on keeping the feds out. Should we be good little boys and girls, like Liberal Steve says, don't criticize the president? Or should we just say, look, the feds already own 63% of the state of Idaho. Why should they want more? Why should we give them more? Do they decide or do we decide? Who's the decider? Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And by the way, if you follow us on Twitter at 580KIDO, you'll have a link to this article, Happy 30th Birthday, Central American Humanitarian Crisis. Much more on that. Another question I think I've asked on the 580KIDO Facebook or the Kevin Miller Facebook, one of them, is a very simple question. Is the border secure? I mean, really, is the border secure? Now, those of you that have been parents, those of you that are parents, parents, grandparents, teachers, heck, even at work, how frustrating is it when you try and talk to someone and instead of answering the question directly, they give you some type of answer like they're running for office? Heck, even in social media, when I asked a simple question, are you more like Sean Hannity, who's down on the border with Rick Perry, governor of Texas, and the Border Patrol, emphasizing security, emphasizing safety, emphasizing the danger that we all face? Or are you like Glenn Beck, who's raising thousands of dollars to go down to the border and give blankets, soccer balls, diapers to the kids? And I look at Glenn's move. He's not going to win anything with the libs, but everybody wants to be compassionate. Heck, take a look at a Facebook posting by the Diocese of Boise. And those of you that aren't Catholic, that's like the numero uno, the chief operating officer, the home office for all Catholic churches, not only in Boise, but throughout the state. It's the largest or whatever in the state. And you have a guy by the name of the bishop who runs things. And, you know, you have your hierarchy and you're supposed to be good. And what the bishop tells you to do, you do. But it really represents a lot of attitudes when it comes to dealing with the border situation. And I was just kind of, because I'm friends with the Diocese of Boise, they'll probably give me the boot after this, but it's something that has been happening, I know, in my church, and maybe it's been happening in your church for quite some time, and that's supporting the folks that are coming here both legally and illegally. And I'm not here to beat up on anybody's religion, most definitely my own, but you can disagree with your religion, can't you? You can disagree with people. And so I'm just kind of looking at this posting, and I said, instead of responding to it on Facebook, let's do it where I actually earn my living. And if this were your church, and basically here's the post, I'll read it to you verbatim. Jesus stands with immigrant children in the desert. Where are we? And you've got 24 people that like this. And then you've got another post from the Boise Diocese. For useful information on ways to help with the refugee of unaccompanied minors at the U.S. border, blah, blah, blah. And then it's looking for volunteers and such. Now, I'm thinking, and I don't know if they would respect this opinion, but my answer to this post is, well, I think God wants you to obey the laws of man. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar. But you have many people that are compassionate, and Glenn Beck is playing right into it. I don't question his motives. It's a brilliant move. It represents a lot of folks in this country. The problem is, my friends, that we can't pay for them. Heck, they had some African-Americans, some black folks in Chicago and Detroit saying, hey, where's my humanitarian bailout? And people talk about the growing of this country, the browning of this country, and everything else. Well, you take a look at the populations, the population that has increased are the folks coming in. And all that we ask, since our government doesn't require it, is that you come in legally, that you don't come in with diseases. How would you feel at 580-5436? How would you feel on two situations? Number one, that your kid gets smallpox, gets some type of disease, even though they were inoculated because you had people coming in that were carrying tuberculosis. Kevin, that's going too far. You're being insensitive. No, that's the truth. You have Border Patrol agents coming down with deadly forms of these diseases that have been eradicated in this country because of our technology. Now we're infecting our own people. And then how would you like to be the guy that lost his job because the cold-hearted, godless corporations decided to hire the guy that wasn't here legally? What would you say to the Catholic Church then? What would you say to your church then that says, what would Jesus do? I think that's, again, the Boise Diocese, they can say what they want about Jesus, but on the other hand, that doesn't mean that you have to agree with it. Jim in Star, where have you been at 580KIDO?
I'm roaming the countryside, but amen to what you just said. I mean, I was just, listening, and I said, wow, I'm just compelled to call in because of that. I've got lots of family that are in the Catholic religion, and they're frustrated beyond belief about this stuff. And then I've been taking hits like crazy myself because, of course, I'm a big Glenn Beck fan. And so people that know I like Glenn are, hammering me saying, you're crazy. I'm not going to ever listen to his show again. What a moron. So these are both pretty hot topics right now. And I think, as far as the Catholics go, what can you do? I mean, you can't fix this. This is a mess that we can't fix by letting – it doesn't make any sense in the beginning anyways. You can't take kids that don't have their parents, that are waiting to rejoin their parents. I mean, my heart goes out to these kids. I watched the news a couple of days ago, and you see these young kids in deplorable conditions, and they're crying.
What type of responsible parent does this to their children?
Exactly. It's a gigantic mess that we not only don't need to be involved in, we can't play God for everybody, and that's what our country seems to think it can do, especially with this current administration. We can't do that. We not only can't do it because we don't have the resources, we definitely don't have the money, and quite frankly, Kevin, this is going to sound crude and rude, but people's hearts right now are a little bit harder than they ever have been because we're sick and tired of taking care of everybody, and no one respects it, no one says thank you, and all it does is hurts everybody that's already here legally. So, it's tough. It's ugly, and I just wish that this president would wake up, but he never will because we know why he's doing it. He wants to secure more voters and more voter fraud. And, as far as Beck goes, Beck's deal is dicey. I'm still a big supporter. You're my number one talk show host, by the way, but he's second.
Well, God bless you, Jim. I got to go now. Go back to having a good time.
See you, brother.
See you, Jim from Star. Tea Party Bob at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller.
Kevin, how are you doing this morning?
Living the dream.
Well, I was just listening to you telling me that Diocese got 24 hits on their post on the illegals.
24 likes.
24 likes. Wow. That's pretty good, huh? How big is the diocese?
Pretty big.
That's not an awful lot. I'd say there's an awful lot of people that are really upset about what's going on. I'm sure that most of the people here in Idaho would like to see this whole thing reversed. I'm just waiting for them to start opening up a camp up here, which I'm sure will happen at some point in time. we still have a very large training center that they could fill up if they wanted to, and I'm sure that that's on their target area. But as far as Glenn Beck goes, you know, he's trying to do a humanitarian thing. I know what Jim feels when you get associated with that. But by the same token, as I said several times, treat these people for their illnesses, get them back home. Put them on a plane once they're been quarantined, they've been inoculated, send them back home. If we don't stop it, it's not going to stop. And I don't see why Perry couldn't actually put the National Guard on the border and seal the border off, aside from the fact that he needs funding to do it. You know, it's pretty expensive to get a group of 5,000 or 6,000 National Guard troops. They have a pretty big border down there to stop the inflow. And without federal money, it's kind of hard to do it. Actually, they should take that $3.7 billion and just put the troops down there and stop this inflow, because it's going to get worse. It's going to get up to the 60, 70, 80, 90,000 people
right.
in the next few months.
All right, Tea Party Bob, thank you. Quickly to traffic. Coming up next, what's it like to be on a TV show, a reality show that's going big time? You'll find out next. Kevin Miller.